EU leaders have agreed to move to the next stage of Brexit negotiations. At a meeting in Brussels, members of the bloc said there has been enough progress on key issues. The next phase will involve discussions on future relations and trade ties between the UK and the EU. Negotiations on the transition period will resume in January, but talks on trade will not begin until March, as EU members need more clarity on the UK's post-Brexit plans. The European Council president described the second stage of negotiations as the most crucial and difficult one.
It's still realistic and of course dramatically difficult. For sure, the second phase will be, I think, more demanding, more challenging than the first phase.
The EU Council president was responding to a question about whether it's realistic to meet the March 2019 deadline for Britain to leave the bloc with a full agreement. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Theresa May has praised her European counterparts for agreeing to move on to the next phase. She described the deal as an important step toward delivering a smooth and orderly Brexit. May signed the divorce deal with European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker on December 8th after months of negotiations. The deal covers Britain's exit bill, the future of the Irish border, and the rights of EU expatriates in the UK. Joining us live now from London is Press TV's correspondent Richard Soudan. Richard, seemingly some optimism now when it comes to Brexit, at least in Brussels. Is that feeling the same in London?
First point is quite a prescient one. Theresa May will be feeling at this moment marginally more prime ministerial than she did before this latest round of talks. Indeed, Donald Tusk, the EU president, has actually tweeted his congratulations to Theresa May as the prime minister here. In getting over this next hurdle towards the next stage of the Brexit negotiations. Regarding how people are feeling here, I think there's going to be a mixed bag of feelings. The bill we've just learned through the Britain leaving the EU at this stage is reported to be a £39 billion, which is a very hefty bill for the British taxpayer to be footing. Bearing in mind the taxpayer is going to foot this bill at a time we have increasing cuts to public services, more and more people using food banks, etc. There's a long list of problems. And I think also some problems down the line that might not have been fully alluded to yet is the fact that if indeed the North of Ireland is able to retain access to the single market and indeed get some of those benefits, it throws into question what will happen with Scotland. Scotland will probably feel, the leadership in Scotland will feel, they probably want a similar deal. So, Theresa May has got through to the next stage, but in terms of how Brexit is going to play out up into the lead up of up until March 2019, it looks as though the current stage of Brexit could throw into question a lot of legitimate questions about the future of Scotland and the future of the North of Ireland. But at the moment, Theresa May will be welcoming the praise she's gotten from other EU leaders regarding achieving the next step in the negotiations. She's increasingly unpopular at home, so this is definitely a temporary boost for her. But there's very mixed feelings as to how many of the British public will be feeling at this point.
Okay, Richard, we'll leave there at that. But of course, we appreciate your reporting for us.